on Bro Radio. Time to head to a new home with West Key Estates and Lettings. Call us on 01446 506 070 for a free sales or rentals valuation, or visit westkeyestatesandlettings.co.uk.
This Christmas, don't head out of Barry for your festive gifts. Discover the hidden gems at over 100 independent shops right on your doorstep. With everything from butchers to greengrocers, boutiques to gift shops, delis to florists, and everything in between. Across High Street, Holton Road, Park Crescent, and Vere Street, you don't need to head out of town. Support your local independent traders and shop local this Christmas. This advert is funded by Barry Town Council's Shop Local Committee. Have a very Barry Christmas.
Do you have buckled, bent or crooked teeth and long for a straighter smile? Then Advanced Dental Care have a secret to share with you for a smile-changing experience. We believe everyone has the right to a beautiful smile and have the technology to make this possible. Our revolutionary Fast Straight Teeth Smile program is now available, giving you the opportunity to have the fast straight teeth smile that you have always dreamed of. And it is easier than you could ever imagine. There is no need to be embarrassed by crooked teeth any longer. Call Advanced Dental Care today for your free consultation on 01446 489 266 and receive a free tooth whitening worth £409 with your new smile.
The award-winning Cariad Cafe Bar, created for those who want to relax with great quality food and drinks and get back to the art of conversation. Why not come and join us for our Sunday lunch of lamb or beef on the stone, served with homemade gravy, vegetables and roast potatoes for £11.99. With amazing local food and the largest gin and craft beer selection in the Vale, we make every day worth celebrating. Call us on 01446 737 277 or visit cariadcafebar.com. Cariad Cafe Bar. Love to unwind. Please drink responsibly.
On 98.1 FM, online at broradio.fm, on smart home speakers and via the Bro Radio app, the station that loves the Vale. This is Bro Radio.
The family of London Bridge attacker Usman Khan have said they're shocked and saddened by what's happened and totally condemn his actions. In a short statement issued through the Metropolitan Police, they expressed their condolences to the two victims who died and those who were injured in the violence on Friday. Detectives investigating the hit-and-run death of a 12-year-old boy as he left school believe the suspects may have planned a similar attack nearby moments earlier. Essex Police said they received reports of a car mounting the pavement near Roding Valley High School in Loughton roughly 10 minutes before the incident at nearby Debden Park High School yesterday afternoon. A 51-year-old man remains in police custody. And students in the UK are continuing to lag behind their peers from some European countries when it comes to maths, reading and science. That's according to Bellwether's study of global education trends. And while the UK's ranking across three disciplines has improved on the score from 3 years ago, the country still languishes outside the top 10. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Beth Argent.
If a bank persuaded you to move your savings and you lost money, here at Goodwin Barrett, we believe you shouldn't have to wait months to get the compensation you deserve. In fact, on average, our claims are settled in just 7 weeks. Goodwin Barrett have already helped thousands of people just like you claim back millions of pounds from the banks. So why wait? To start your free check, text LOST to 60777. Text LOST to 60777 now. You don't need a claims management company to make a complaint, and if unsuccessful, you can refer it free to the Financial Ombudsman.
Bro Radio weather, sponsored by Composite Doors Cardiff.
Sunny intervals are going to continue through most of the day with a gentle breeze. Feeling a little bit chilly with highs of 7 degrees, lows overnight down to 2 degrees. In the coming days, a mixture of sunny intervals, a gentle breeze, and highs are around 9 degrees Celsius.
Bro Radio weather, sponsored by Composite Doors Cardiff, your local, trusted and reliable experts in secure windows and doors. Visit compositedoorscardiff.co.uk or find us on Facebook.
Love music, love the Vale. Bro Radio, Bro Radio.
Thank you. musical offshoot
on the Bro Beat Club.
What a way to start the musical offshoots hour of this week's Bro Beat Club. A couple of tracks from some of our recent Bro Radio Artists of the Week. First of all, you heard the Bro Radio Artists of the Week from a couple of weeks ago. Last week. It was Laura Power, singer-songwriter from the Rhondda Valleys, who's been performing for a few years. She's released her debut single earlier this year, which was called Heart on Fire. And the track that I played was called Broken. It blends acoustic sounds with a harmonic voice and true lyrics to create a masterpiece of a track, it says here, and is available now on all streaming platforms. And the one I just played was the Bro Radio Artist of the Week from 2 weeks ago. Natty Painter is her name. The track was called Waste of Time. She's a singer-songwriter from Cardiff who blends acoustic melodies with hard-hitting lyrics to create a beautiful sound. Releasing her debut single just over a month ago, that was Waste of Time. She's already become a huge hit with new listeners of the local sound and has shown that there's a bright future for her. And again, Waste of Time now, is available now on all streaming platforms. All of our Bro Radio Artists of the Week seem to have their tracks available on all streaming platforms. It's the way to go. Right, as promised here in this week's musical offshoot sale, we've got some guests in the studio. And as I look over, what an immaculate bunch of guests they are. Their names are Lee Beams, Alan Bazzola, and Terry Phillips. And together, They are members of the Old Farts Fundraising Cycling Club. So I'm going to hand over, first of all, to Lee Beams, just to briefly say what they are, and then hand over to Alan. So, Lee, tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it was New Year's Day in 2016 that Alan was with a group of lads in a pub, and they decided to do something pretty ridiculous, like decide to ride a bike 100 miles. So they got that idea in their heads, hoping to raise a couple of quid just for a bit of charity money, but it's escalated quite a bit since then.
Okay. So where did you say you actually met? You actually met in a pub, did you say?
Well, the guys did, yeah.
Oh, right.
They met in St. Joseph's Social Club on Wychurch Road.
Oh, okay.
In Cardiff.
Okay, so, Alan, you were there at the time, were you?
I was, yes, Simon.
So how did this idea actually come about?
Well, the idea came about while we were having a usual sort of discussion of whose round it was next. And watching a pretty dire performance by Cardiff Blues, as usual.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, a pretty depressing afternoon turned into quite the sociable afternoon. And then one of the lads, Paul Ring, known as Itchy Ring, former St. Peter's rugby player, decided to put forward the idea of cycling 110 miles to Tenby, which, ensued hilarity from the three of us, both of us probably ranging from 17 to 21 stone at the time. The other two present were John Mulqueen, Paddy Mulqueen, and Gary Nyan. This was discussed even further. The more the drinks went flow, the more it got discussed. And Paul took a selfie, put it on Facebook, and announced to the world that these four old farts would be cycling to Tenby in 6 months' time.
Had you done any cycling before?
Well, when I was 12, yeah. And that was basically it. The last bike I was on was the chopper, and I didn't think that was going to get us to Tenby. But yeah, before we knew it, it sort of escalated. Loads of the other lads got involved, saying, well, we wouldn't mind doing it. And a lot of people came out from the woodwork.
So what year was this bit about?
This was 2016, New Year's Day.
Yeah.
We decided the first ride would be to Tenby, which was roughly 120 miles. The way we do it, it's probably 130 miles because directions, unfortunately, are not our strong point.
And were you going to cycle back, or did you get the train back?
No, we definitely weren't cycling back, Simon.
Okay.
It was a great effort. We, 31 of us, did the ride eventually, so you can see how quickly it did escalate. And we started training in sort of end of January, by the time we all got our bikes and lycra together. And we did the ride in June, and it was very successful. We raised upwards of, how much in total, Ted?
First year, must have been about 20, was it?
Yeah, about 20, 22K.
Really?
For various different sort of causes more than charities. We didn't really get involved with the larger charities. We sort of wanted to get involved with more local people that needed a bit of support and a bit of help, who were going through a tough time.
So had you decided to do fundraising before you did the ride to Tenby? Or?
Yes.
We thought, so that was the incentive to make sure you didn't drop out.
Yeah, the incentive was, let's see how much we can raise and help some people out. Various different causes that we did help out that first year. There was the motor neuron disease, the MDA, on behalf of Catherine Cooper. Catherine was a young daughter of a friend of ours who played rugby for St. Peter's. Mm. Then we made a donation to the Duchenne dystrophy. I always struggle with that one. And that was on behalf of Ross Taylor, again, who was the son of one of the rugby boys up St. Joseph's. Mm. Very good friend of ours.
They both £6,000 donations, Al?
Yeah, they were both £6,000 each.
Yeah.
And then to Thrive, on behalf of Mackenzie Foley, again, an ex-rugby player of St. Joseph's, is his father, Mark. Very good friend of ours, who actually did the ride himself. Excellent lad. And various other smaller donations. Martin Sheehan, Daisy Griffiths, the Stroke Society, T. Haven, Jacob Abraham. So we managed to spread the money around, you know, quite nicely, and everybody was over the moon with the efforts that we made.
Excellent. Right, I'm going to have you back to talk more, but I have asked each of you to select a choice of music. We've got Lisa lined up first. Lee, do you want to introduce your track and tell us maybe why you've chosen it, if you can?
It's funny enough, I'm not a big Robbie Williams fan, but he done a concert where he sort of done all the old style music. I think it was at the Royal Albert Hall, if I'm not mistaken.
Swing When You're Winning, or something like that.
Swing When You're Winning. Yeah. And he sang us a classic for me, which is called Mr. Bojangles. And I sing it very well, actually.
Do you?
That is open for debate, by the way.
We probably haven't got time for that version today.
So
be thankful for that song.
Song would be Mr. Bojangles by Robbie Williams.
Good. Well, here is Mr. Bojangles by Robbie Williams, not Lee Beams.
Jangles and he'll dance for you in worn out shoes, with silver hair and ragged shirt, baggy pants. He would do the old South shoe. He would jump so high, jump so high, then he'd lightly touchdown. Told me of a time he worked with minstrel shows, traveling throughout the South. Spoke with tears for 15 years. How is Doug and he? They would travel about, but his dog up and died. What up and died. After 20 years, he still breathes. He said, I dance now and every chance in honky tonks. For my drinks and tips. But most of the time, I spend behind these county bars. You see, son, I drink so bad. Then he shook his head. Oh Lord, when he shook his head, I could swear I heard somebody say, please, please. That's Mr. Bojangles. Call him Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles, come back and dance. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, come back and dance, 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 please dance. Come back and dance again, Mr. Bojangles.
Love music. Love the Vale. Love Pro Radio.
Barry Town Council's annual 2K Santa Fun Run and Doggy Dash is back for 2019 and will be taking place on Sunday the 8th of December at Barry Island. The annual Santa Fun Run is a perfect event for all the family to get involved in and is a perfect way to begin the countdown to Christmas. The event is split into two parts. The Santa Fun Run will begin at 11 a.m. with the Doggy Dash starting at 11:15 a.m. All adults will receive a Santa suit to complete the course in, however all participants are encouraged to dress up for this festive fun. This year, the money will be raised for a telethon and the Intersensory Club. Registration for the event will close on Friday the 29th of November at 4:30 p.m, so please make sure that you register in time. And if you're listening to this, then your event can be promoted too. Just visit the What's On guide on broradio.fm and submit the details.
The award
award-winning Cariad Cafe Bar, created for those who want to relax with great quality food and drinks and get back to the art of conversation. We have some amazing midweek offers. Wednesday night, we have a fantastic selection of tapas with three dishes for £9.99. And on Thursday, we offer our Cariad Welsh steak on the stone with a glass of wine for £14.99. We make every day worth celebrating. Call us on 01446 737 276 or visit cariadcafebar.com. Cariad Cafe Bar. Love to unwind. Please drink responsibly.
HRA Accounting make accounting simple, giving you more time to concentrate on your business. At HRA Accounting, we're able to offer a wide range of services to help run the financial side of your business, from VAT and payroll to credit control, management or financial accounts. We can take the stress out of the record keeping, giving you more time to concentrate on running your business. You'll receive a warm welcome in a relaxed and friendly setting. For a free no-obligation chat, call us on 01446 731 160 or email us at info@hralimited.co.uk.
Take Bro Radio on the go via our smartphone app. Simply search for Bro Radio on the Android or iOS App Store. Brought to you by West Key Estates and Lettings, located in the heart of Barry Waterfront. Bro Radio.
Firefight. Go into business with a grizzly bear, but just don't sit down, 'cause I've moved your chair.
The Arctic Monkeys, Don't Sit Down Because I've Moved Your Chair. It's the musical offshoots hour of the Broby Club with me, Simon Field, here on Bro Radio, the station that loves a Vale on 98.1 FM and is available worldwide online at broradio.fm. Got special guests in the studio for the musical offshoots hour this week. They are the three of the members of the Old Farts Fundraising Cycling Club, and the track you heard before, the Arctic Monkeys, was the choice of Lee Beams, one of the members who's joining me here in the studio. He chose Robbie Williams and Mr. Bojangles. So before that, we were hearing from Alan Bazzola, who is the chairman, I believe. So Alan, carry on telling us about the sort of things they've been doing.
Yeah, we've done four rides now. All of them have been fantastically supported by a lot of support staff. We would never have been able to have done these rides without these. We also had medical staff cycling with us and two physiotherapists in Sharon and Mark Baldwell, who gave up their time every year to travel along and really sort of get us through, because we had an aging crowd, and we do, you know, the odd rub down halfway along or a third really does help. As I touched on earlier, one of the guests with me this evening, Terry Phillips, has been on all four of the rides as a support driver, and he's stubbornly refused at the moment to ride, but you never know. I'll just hand you over to Terry. He's going to just take you through the second ride which we've done, which was a particularly difficult one to talkie.
Yes, it was, yeah. I started as a support driver when Lee asked me to take his car down to Tenby and drive his bike back and him.
All right.
So I just said, yeah, okay, and it became along the way. It was easy to help people if they were needing a little bit of support or just, you know, morale boosting or mm-hmm. whatever. So in the end, I've been on all four, but Torquay was a really tough one. It was. Is that the longest?
That's the longest, but it was over the span of 2 days, mainly because we ran out of time and light. So,
but it was good when the riders came. It was good when the riders came along the front of Torquay to the hotel where everybody was, and they gathered together, so they all come in at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great sight to see them coming in. And
were they all together still?
Yeah. Well, it's one of the.
They wait for each other.
It's one of the things that we insist on. We all start the ride together, and we always try to pick a pub maybe a mile or so outside of the final destination, just so everybody gathers. So, I mean, there are some riders are waiting there an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. But it's part of our ethos that we all start the ride together and we all finish the rides together.
So that was Cardiff to Torquay, was it?
That was Cardiff to Torquay.
So that's about 138 miles, is it?
178 miles
on a bike. Okay. On a bike, a long way.
Yeah. On the last ride, they went to Exeter, and Paul Ring was the last one in. He took 15 hours, I believe, but he made it. I mean, fair play to the guy.
He
was shattered when he arrived, but he got there.
Yeah.
He kept saying he might stop, but he didn't. He just kept going.
Oh, right. Well, that is dedication, indeed. So hopefully you didn't tell him because it'd taken so long, you had to turn around and go back home again. Certainly.
No. I grabbed his bike off him, but he was not in a great state, but a couple of beers later, he was fine.
Excellent. So when was Torquay?
That was the second year.
2017
Torquay. Okay. Right. So that was Terry Phillips, who you may also have heard on the Cardiff City phone-in as well. Sports journalist. So are you tempted to join the two-wheel brigade yourself?
I have threatened to several times, but I need to get some training in fast.
I see.
And we haven't actually decided where next year's ride is yet, so...
No, we're looking to start and finish at Cardiff this year by means of a change, but it'll still be a long ride. It'll be 110, 115 miles. We're looking to circumnavigate ourselves around Wales and then finish back in Cardiff. So that should be something different and something nice.
So 110 miles starting and finishing in Cardiff.
Okay, well
we'll hear more from the Old Farts Fundraising Cycling Club after Terry. We're going to hear your choice of music now. Can you tell us what it is and why you've chosen it?
Martin Joseph, who is a close friend of mine, who I met watching Cardiff Devils, and he knew the players, so I got to know him. I went to Palestine with him last year on a charity trip with his Let Yourself Trust trip charity, and I just know him well, and this is one of his latest songs, Here Come the Young, and I just love it. He's from Penarth, a singer-songwriter.
Here come the young, with open minds and heart, inclusive from the start. Here come the young, here come the young. They might just save the day, they best get out the way. Here come the young, tired of all your fight, tired of all these years, tired of blazing crosses, tired of narrow feet, tired of smelling hunger, and they're tired of hearing lies, and they're tired of the big divide. These tired girls and boys, here come the young, with open minds and hearts, inclusive from the start. Here come the young, here come the young. Might just save the day, best get out the way. Here come the young, tired of assassinations, tired of military threat, tired of the talk of trickle down, and they're tired of crippling debt, tired of corporations, tired of broken trust, tired of being slaughtered, and then dreams that turn to rust. Here come the young, with open minds and hearts, inclusive from the start. Here come the young, here come the young. Might just save the day, you best get out the way. Here come the young, rising oceans, tired of bigotry, tired of racist lead, eroding liberty, and they're tired of a lack of shame, and they're tired of failed accord, colluders in a private game, and tired of law ignored, and they're tired of their future being taken from them now, so you better watch your back, sir, cause they're coming for you now. Here come the young, open minds and hearts, inclusive from the start. Here come the young, here come the young. And they might just save the day, and you best get out of the way. Here come the young, here come the young. With open minds and hearts, inclusive from the start. Here come the young, here come the young. And they might just save the day, we best get out the way. Here come the young.
You're listening to the musical offshoots hour of the Bro Beat Club with me, Simon Field, here on Bro Radio, the station that loves the Vale on 98.1 FM and is available worldwide online at broradio.fm. I've got some special guests in the studio for this week's musical offshoots hour. They're the Old Farts Fundraising Cycling Club. We've got Lee Beams, Terry Phillips, and the chairman, Alan Bazzola, who's been telling us about the club that's been going since about 2016. Alan, we're going to talk about some of the things that are upcoming for the club.
Last year we completed the ride to Exeter, which was one of the longest rides all in one day. That was 136 miles, which was a particularly grueling ride. That was the last major ride that we've done. We've got something coming up on the 12th.
That's 15th of December. That's a Sunday, isn't it?
That's a Sunday.
Yeah.
We call it the Santa Ride. Basically, we all dress up as Santa Claus. You can guess what it is. But it tries to attract new members, and it's open to all, any age group. All that we ask is that you turn up obviously with a bike and a helmet, right, and possibly some sort of high visibility clothing, just for a safety sort of.
So where do they have to turn up to?
We're starting off at Tesco's car park in Western Avenue.
Okay.
And then we're going to the bay, all down to the bay. Hopefully it'll be the weather will be kind for us this year, for a coffee, and then all of us back to the Three Arches pub.
Good.
For mince pies and a few beers.
So what time was it at?
It's 10 a.m.
10 a.m. at Tesco's
at Western Avenue
on Sunday, the 15th of December.
All of these details you'll find on our website, fabulous website that we've got up and running, which is www.oldfarts.bike.
Also,
you can check out our Facebook page and Twitter page.
All right, okay.
The age demographic is pretty spread out now. We've got people in their 20s up to people in their 60s. The oldest member we've got is 66. I won't mention Colin Davis's name. As being the oldest member.
Yeah.
And then we have some youngsters as well. So, everybody's welcome. We've got a fantastic ladies section as well.
Excellent.
Which we got a couple of them which are sat on the committee as well. Fantastic that they got involved. The first lady that we had involved was Kate Dacey, who's also our resident doctor. So, she encouraged a lot of the girls to get involved, and we've got a fantastic section there as well. So it is open to all. Anybody that wants to come along, you know, they can check it out. There's a questions, frequently asked questions paragraph on the website, which you can look at. So it's all on there. So if you want to check us out, like I say, it's oldfarts.bike.
Yeah.
So,
and this is taking place on Sunday the 10th.
Sunday the 15th.
I've written 10th instead of 10 a.m. So it's Sunday the 15th of December at 10 a.m. at Tesco's car park in Western Avenue. And then after the gentle ride down to the bay and back, it's going to be meeting at the Three Arches. And you were talking about this planned 110-mile ride you're going to do next year.
Yeah.
What sort of time next year? Is that in spring, summer?
That's June the 11th.
See?
Okay. Yeah. June the 11th. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, if anybody wants to turn up, and is there contact details on the website as well?
Yeah, all the contact details can be found on the website. There'll be contact phone numbers on there, email addresses, anybody they'll need to get themselves started with us.
Okay, so that's oldfarts.bike is the website, and you can also look for on Facebook. Are you just as Oldfarts?
Oldfarts Fundraising Club.
Oldfarts Fundraising Club. Okay. Right, time for another piece of music. Terry, we're going to go back to. No, we're not. This is Alan. We already had Terry. He's not going to have two choices. He had Martin Joseph, the last track I paid, Penarth singer songwriter. That was a track called Here Come the Young. Alan, this chairman's turn now. What's your track going to be?
My choice is The Style Council with Walls Come Tumbling Down. It's one of my favourite getting ready to go out to on a Saturday night songs. And also, it's got a bit of significance because all the effort that these people put in on these rides, any wall that's put in front of them, they all come tumbling down because we always finish everything we started. I know it sounds a bit corny, but it's absolutely true. So that's one of the pieces. Thank you.
You don't have to take this crap. You don't have to sit back and relax.
You can actually try changing.
Upon rules and authority, but you never know until you try. How fears just might be.
We came together so strongly.
Are you gonna try to make this work? Or spill your fears out in the dirt? Cause you've been
Friend or your own personal well-being, Telecare at the Vale of Glamorgan Council offer a range of devices which use technology to enable residents living within the Vale of Glamorgan to live safely and independently in their own homes. Offering a friendly and professional service with simple and easy-to-use equipment, Telecare provides peace of mind and reassurance at the touch of a button. For more information about our Telecare service or to request an application pack, call 01446 700 111. Telecare from the Vale of Glamorgan Council. Let our pendants give you independence.
Bro Radio.
Like the fact that I will love you till I die. We are 12 billion light years from the edge. That's a guess. No one can ever say it's true, but I know that I will always be with you. I'm warm by the fire of your love every day. So don't call me a liar, just believe everything that I say. There are 6 billion people in the world, more or less, and it makes me feel quite small, but you're the one I love. Most of all. that's a fact. It's a thing we can't deny, like the fact that I will love you till I die. And there are 9 million bicycles in Beijing. And you know that I will love you till I die.
Katie Mellower and 9 million bicycles. Before that, it was the choice of Alan Bazzola, one of my guests in the studio, the Style Council, and Walls Come Tumbling Down. We haven't got 9 million bicycles in here, fortunately. We have got three of the members, though, of the Old Farts Fundraising Cycling Club. We've got Lee Beams, Alan Bazzola, and Terry Phillips. Lee, you're going to tell us about some of the events you've got coming up in 2020.
Yeah, obviously some of the events coming up, you know, we have a generally have a race night at St. Joseph's Social Club.
What's that, with the horse racing?
Yeah, you know, on the screen.
Yeah, that's
right. We tend to do a race night there. It raises a few quid. And then we also go over to St. Peter's Club, the Rocks, over off Newport Road there. Generally have a singer that evening to alter the sort of type of evening we have. Good turnout at the Rocks always, you know, big supporters of
us.
Have
you got dates for these yet or not?
Not this year as such yet. But and then we have one at St. Albans occasionally as well. And we'll have a singer generally over there. So that's been, they've been some good places where we've hosted events, and they've been very supportive of us as a group, you know.
Okay.
And then at the end of the year, we have our Old Farts annual charity ball.
Oh, right.
Now, the first year we had that, we had Peter Kerry, who was the original Phantom. Peter come up. And he'd done the event for us. He also had a female comedian with him at that point, which was Mandy Starr.
Yeah.
And then Mandy actually appeared this year at our ball, along with a local Cardiff band, Modassa.
Oh, yes, yes.
Who were sensational.
Yes, yeah.
And in between that, we had our first annual ball at Portland House, which is down Cardiff Bay.
Yes.
And we had the Rat Pack, and the legend that was, or is, I should say, Don McLean from Cracker Jack.
Wow. Gosh.
Don probably well in his 70s at that point.
It wasn't 5 o'clock and it wasn't Friday.
But yeah, it was great. What I would like to say about the group, you know, yes, we cycle, and cycling has been the sort of avenue, if you like, to raise the money.
Mm.
But we are a fundraising club. And if people want to get involved in our club, they're more than welcome to come along and join. And there's no one excluded. But we're a fundraising club who like to cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to turn up, be prepared to help out, get some money from sponsorship.
Mm.
It's not just about turning up on a summer's evening or a weekend and going out riding the bikes. We want you to be involved. We want you to raise money.
So can people come along and suggest charities for
absolutely.
You to
absolutely to yeah oh,
absolutely. Okay,
we're always open to listening to, you know, anybody. If you know it, even if you know anybody out there who you feel a certain family, as a member of their family who've got a major disability, we're there to help. If we feel that when that case is presented to us, if we feel we can help it and it's something we can really make a difference to, then we'll look at it and help who we can in the community.
Okay, well, that sounds pretty good to me. Remember, the website address is oldfarts.bike. They've also got the Facebook page, which is the Old Farts Fundraising Cycling Club.
Could I just mention, Simon, that over the... this will be the fourth ride this year now that we're doing. Fifth ride, actually.
Yeah.
We have raised a staggering £126,000 to date.
Since 2016. That's incredible.
Yeah.
And we haven't got the route yet for next year's one, but it's going to
no,
be
it's a surprise.
Be 110 miles starting and finishing in Cardiff.
It's going to be a few hills in it.
A few hills. Hopefully they'll be. Do you have sort of slightly easier and slightly harder routes, or does everyone expect?
No, I mean it starts off. It's generally the turn of the year when the real sort of training starts. Mm-hmm. We'll start off just by sort of leisurely 25-30 mile rides, just to get you sort of get sort of going, and then we progress maybe 10 miles a week. Then for the next few weeks, sort of levels out then for about 60-70 miles. As we come closer to the main rides that we do, we try to get in a good, well, two or maybe three rides to the bridge and back, which in total, the way that we go, brings you up to about 80 miles, and that's generally enough to get you going.
Yeah.
If you've got to do 110 miles or 120, if you do 80 miles, you should be able to do 120.
It doesn't mean it's not hard, mind the last 30 or 40.
It is. I'm not trying to dress anything up. It is a very, very difficult thing to do, and you've got to be a special sort of person to stick at it and do it. It's the old saying, you've got to have heart to be an old fan.
But there's support people like Terry on the way.
And he's there to pick you up when you fall, which is great.
What I've noticed is that hardly anybody stops. They all keep going. They've got this drive.
Keeps going
all the time.
Well, I suppose, if you're with a good team and you feel supported, you are going to try and keep going unless... Yeah.
And they are a fabulous crowd anyway, everyone to a man. We all help each other, we all support each other, we drag each other through these really hard training rides, and especially the main rides that we do.
Could I just say, Simon, I don't want to end the show on a sort of a downward note, but we have helped a lot of people, but we've also watched a lot of children die who we've helped. So it hasn't been easy, and it's affected a lot of the guys in very different ways. So we have lost people. We've tried to make the difference.
Yeah.
But then to lose somebody 6 months later, it is heartbreaking. But it's the saving of the people and making the happiness in their lives that keeps spurring you on.
Okay, right, well, thank you very much. That's been very interesting. Remember, if you want to join the Old Farts Fundraising Cycling Club or find out more about them, they've got a special easy ride down to the bay Sunday the 15th of December, meeting at the Tesco's car park, Western Avenue, at 10 a.m. You can also go to their website oldfarts.bike, and you can search for them on Facebook as well, the Old Farts Fundraising Cycling Club. Thank you for coming in and telling us about your cycling club. So thank you to Lee, thank you to Terry Phillips, and thank you to the chairman, Alan Bozzola.
Thank you, Simon.
Thank you very much,
and
Simon.
You never know, I might come out one day as well.
That was the next question, Simon.
Well, Simon is a keen cyclist.
I am a keen cyclist, but unfortunately I've got an injury at the moment. But I have got an appointment at Llandoch Hospital in
The injury probably qualifies you for us, Simon.
We'll see. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Your hands on your head, on the trigger of your no mercy. They caught him with a gun. No need for the Black Mariah. Goodbye to the Brixton Sun. You can crush us, you can bruise us, but you'll have to answer soon. Kick at your front door. How are you gonna come? With your hands on your head or on the trigger of your gun? You can crush us, you can bruise us, and even shoot us. This game was surviving, as in heaven, as in hell. You can crush us, you can bruise us, but you'll have to answer too.
Well, I'd like to thank all the members of, or those three members of the Old Farts Fundraising Cycling Club for being my guests in the Musical Offshoots Hour this evening. That's it from me, Simon Field. After the news at 8 o'clock, Ben Dane Smith will be here with the Indie Disco Show. I'll be back here on Bro Radio next Monday evening, 7 o'clock, for the Cardiff City phone-in. All the news and gossip about Cardiff City Football Club. And then next Tuesday, I'll be here again from 6 for another Bro Beat Club. Remember, you can always listen again to most of our shows here on Bro Radio for up to 30 days. Just go to our website, broradio.fm, and choose the Listen Again option. That's it from me, Simon Field. Thanks very much for listening, and please stay tuned to Ben after the news with the Indie Disco Show. That's it from me, Simon Field. Thanks for listening. Good night.
It's almost 8 o'clock on Bro Radio. Time to sell your home with West Key Estates and Lettings. Call us for more information on 01446 506 070 or visit westkeyestatesandlettings.co.uk.
Hev's Creations is a family-run business serving the Vale of Glamorgan, specialising in the hire of decorations for weddings and events. We'll do all the work so you don't have to, transforming any room or venue into a spectacular event. From chair covers to starlight curtains, light-up letters to candy carts, and so much more.